Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Bava Basra Daf Chavtes. We are holding on Chavtes Amad Aleph, five lines off the top. We're looking for a source to the halacha that chazaka, ownership, is substantiated, is established by occupying the facility, whether it's a home, a field, right, for three successive years. Cheskas shalosh shanim. At that point, even if this fellow who's claiming ownership, right, the current possessor who's claiming ownership, cannot produce supporting documents, we grant him ownership. Despite the challenges being put forth by another fellow who was known as the former owner of this facility, claiming that it's his property stolen from him by the current possessor, doesn't matter. It's 3 years later. What were you doing? Being quiet, 3 years, allowing this fellow to take over. So that's the, in a nutshell, the concept behind cheskas habatim, right? Behind the idea of chazaka shalishanim. And we're looking for a source. What's the rationale behind it? Elamar Rava, I'll tell you the reason why 3 years works in lieu of a document. Shata kamaisa machal inish. You know, you see the person sitting in your field for 1 year, okay, you tend to forgive. Tarti machal. Okay, even 2 years at times, you can just, you know, forego. But Talas, he's there for 3 years, over and over and over again. Rashi says, Shilesh Ba'avla, I mean, he's been there 3 years. You know, at that point, if it's not really his, the real owner would not allow it. Talas Lo'imach. The fact that he's there for 3 years, without any challenges, indicates that it's really his. Amalei Abayi. It's Abayi's response. Olami Atav. That's the reason behind the halacha. Kiyadra Ara. Suppose the fellow only held on to the property for 2 years. So he has no chazaka. And now the property reverts to the former owner who claims it as his. Question. The fellow had eaten, had harvested the crop during the last 2 years. He's only there 2 years, fine, but he ate the crop. What happens to that? Does he have to repay the owner? Does he have to compensate the owner for the pirus that he ate now that it was taken away from him and his claim was not, you know, accepted? His claim of ownership was not substantiated, so he has to return the karka. What about the pirus? According to you, Rava, that, you know, we can accept the notion that an owner will forgive 1 year, forgive another year. So, Elamiyat, if that's the case, ki other ara. So after 2 years, where the fellow was not successful in establishing a chazoka, so he has to return the property. Ki hadra ara, when the property goes back, tihadra, it should go back to the varmi period, minus the fruit, meaning he should not be obligated to compensate the owner for the stuff that he ate, because we just said that the owner is meichel. He was meichel already. Allah ma amar Rav Nachman. Why then did Rav Nachman tell us that we oblige him to repay? Hadra ara, just as the land goes back, but hadra pay, repayers also go back. He has to repay for the stuff that he ate. Allah ma Rava says, Rava, let me tweak, slightly revise the rationalization, the explanation for the halacha of cheskas shalosh shanim. Elamar Rava. It's not a person that's meichel. No, he's not meichel. You take my payers, I'm not meichel. Elamar Rava, shota kamaisa loy kapid inish. We posit, we suggest, you know, a person, a real owner, may not go crazy, may not go wild, may not be makbid, that a person took over his property for 1 year. He expects his payers back. Not ma'icha. The fact that he's sitting on my property, I don't really need it. Okay, a year, we'll let him go. Tarti l'kapit ish. Perhaps another year as well. He's not my tlas kapit. He's there 3 years running and claiming ownership. Oh, that's going a bit too far. And Rashi says the lashon hoil v'shileish b'ivaltei likanis belerushus habalim. He entered 3 times, 3 years running. A triple avla, a triple wrongdoing, a brazenness to take over my property without permission, over and over and over. If it was really true that it's mine, I would not have allowed. I would not have tolerated this. And the fact that he was shaysik, that the former owner was Shoisik, remained silent and did not protest. But loy micha, says Rashi, vaday machrelay. That to us proves that in fact the current possessor is the real owner. So that's the idea behind chazaka shaloshanim. Amalei Abaye, el miata. Once again, Abaye responds, if that's the case, that it's about tolerance, kigoyin hani debay bal yashiv. So typically a person will wait 3 years for him to explode. But what about these very particular people, the family of Bal Yashiv, the Kapti, they're very concerned. Afilo aman, the chalav amitzur dedu. Anybody passing by their property, they're already looking, turning on the security cameras. So these very edgy people, hachinami, so in this case you're going to say that the rules have changed. To the alter havi chazaka, as soon as a person enters their property and there's no immediate response, immediate protest, does that show that he's really the owner? Otherwise they would have blown fire at him. So, perhaps that's true. Well, no, imkein, because if so, nosata the varecha l'shiurin. Typically, halachas in the Torah will follow a standard formula. Well, if you're depending on how a person's, you know, on a person's tolerance level, then basically you're creating a free-for-all. Everybody will have a different set of rules. That's impossible. Elam HaRabba says, Rabba, okay, let's revise the tam, the reason again. Here it goes. The basis for chazaka of Shalei Shanim is like this. Shata kamaisa mizdarin shibishtari. When a person purchases a property for 1 year, okay, he'll leave, he'll guard his documents the first year. Tarti, utlas mizdar, another year, he'll guard his documents. But tfeiloi mizdar, once 3 years pass and there's no issues, there's no challenges coming from any direction, okay, he feels confident, secure in his purchase, and he's no longer looking to hold on to his documents, and he might discard them. So you can't really expect him to produce a document at this point. Right? The fact is, nobody complained, nobody said anything. So he's careless, and he's not expected. He's no longer expected to be in possession of that document, so you can't expect that of him. And he can claim ownership without it. Amalei Abaye, once again, Abaye with a kasha. El miata, if that's true, macha shalei b'fanav l'tehave macha. If the former owner complained, but not in front of this possessor, not in front of the machzik, it shouldn't work. Why? The amalei, because the fellow can claim to the former owner, look, I didn't know you were serious. I heard some rumors about you complaining, but maybe you were just bad-mouthing me in public. You should have come to me directly if you were really serious. Had you only protested to me in person, then I would have taken you seriously and I would have held on to my documents longer than 3 years. But now that you haven't done it this way, what do you expect of me? So how can we say macha shalei b'fanav works? The answer is because he can respond by saying, the fact is, word gets around and you knew good and well that I raised a challenge. I protested. I complained about your sitting on my property. And I knew it's going to get to you. Chavruch, chavru isla. People say, you know, your friend has his friend. V'chavru d'charuch, the friend of your friend. Chavru isla has his own friend. Word gets around. And it's just as good as a direct challenge. Amrav, no? Shalosh shanam sh'amru. When we speak about shalosh shanam, It only works provided you took it and you held on to it for 3 uninterrupted years. So let's say he farmed for a year. He took off for a year. Went back for a year or two. Doesn't work. Why? Rashi explains because the owner can say, look, the reason why I didn't make a ruckus is because I saw you weren't really serious. You were here, you were not here. You weren't really establishing ownership. And that's why you weren't really here all the time. Ma'ika mashmon, what's the point? What's Rapunas Chiddush? Tanina, we already have this Mishnah. The Mishnah we learned yesterday. Chaskos and Sholoshan, miyam liyam. You have to be there 3 years consecutively. Miyam liyam. Says the Gemara, no, ma'od the tema miyam liyam lafuki mikutoyis. Perhaps the term miyam liyam means full years as opposed to cut off years, incomplete years. But in terms of succession, who says the years have to be in a row? Lo'olam afilu mifuzaris. Perhaps even if it's dispersed. A year on, a year off, a year on. Maybe that works. Kamash one comes to Rafun and says, no, it doesn't work. Amar Rav Chama. Umayde Rafun. Even Rafun would agree. But Asher Demarei Bibragi. This fellow took possession of a farm. But in this area, in this location, they are Mayveri Bagi. They allow the farms to go fallow. To rest for a while, in between, you know, years. To allow it to regenerate, regain its former strength. Although he skipped a year, it doesn't matter. That's part of the system. Pshita, well, obviously. That's part of the system. It's as good as anything else. It's as good as consecutive. Nothing wrong with skipping a year. The point of allow the karka to regenerate. That's the way owners treat their fields as well. So it's not in any way lessening his chazak. Like Tzricha, the answer is we must be speaking the ikah the maiver. Even in this place, it's some and some. Some do it this way, ikah the maiver, and some don't. They just, you know, use their fields uninterrupted, continuously. But hi, Gavra Maiver, and this fellow who is in possession of this property decided to give it a vacation. So perhaps the owner can say, if in fact this thing was yours, you should not have taken your time, 1 year on, 1 year off. You should have gotten your chazaka right away to prove ownership. You should have planted and used the field consecutively. The answer is no. You can say, look, what do you expect of me? The Amrle, you can respond, Chadara, Bikuli Bank. You know, nobody in the area was planting this year. One field. One planted field would need a special guard. Bekula Ara, one field in the entire area. Bekula Bagaloi Matin Lunter. I can't afford a personal guard for my one field. Typically, they would share the expense for the entire area. So nobody was in business this year, of course. I just, took off as well. Inami, another point that he can make is, look, it was meant to benefit my farm. I prefer doing it this way, because in the future it's going to yield a more successful crop. So in no way is this indicating lack of ownership. Tanan. Let's go back to the Mishnah. With a kash on Rav Hunu who says 3 years must be interrupted, uninterrupted. Cheska sabatim. So you live in a house for 3 years, you got your chazaka. But it's not consecutive. Why? Vabatim. Typically, you see a person walking in and out of his house during daytime. At night, you have no idea if he's there. Right? Typically, you don't pay attention to what's going on at night in one's home. So, we're assuming that the machzik will only be able to substantiate daytime presence and not his nighttime presence. So, as the Rishonim explain, the Rashba, okay, so maybe the Mishnah means that he has to really be there a total of 6 years, because we discount all the nights. But it's still a kasha, because Rav Huna says it has to be consecutive, uninterrupted. And here it's interrupted. Every night is an interruption on that chazaka experience. Amar Abaye, no. Include the rights as well. Man masad habatim. Typically, who's going to provide testimony? Who's going to be a witness to this chazaka? Shivavi, right? Neighbors who live around this house. Well, neighbors, they notice nighttime activity as well. Shivavi, may the yadi be mama of Elayi. They're fully aware of the fact that he was present there during daytime and nighttime. So, of course, we include the nights as well. Rav Amar, another terrorist. How can we include the night? Going to also betray, we're speaking that two witnesses showed up in support of this fellow of Amri, and they're saying, look, we rented this house from this fellow who's claiming ownership. Anan agrina mine, and we lived there all the time with Arina Bay. Lashnin. We lived there for 3 years running. Be Mama Belelia, daytime and nighttime. So there you go. Full chazak, day and night, 3 years consecutive, uninterrupted. Amalei Rav Yemi Rav Ashi. So Rav Yemi asked Rav Ashi, how could you rely on these two Edom? They have a personal agenda to support this fellow's claim because they paid him rent. Turns out he's not the owner. They're going to have to repay their rent to the former owner, the real owner. Hani Noigin Vedusenhin. They're deriving personal benefit from this testimony. You can't trust him. Dilei Amri Hachi. Because unless they come forth and testify, Rina and Lu are going to tell them to pay the other fellow again. Zilu, Havali, Agar, Beisel, Lahai, go pay the real owner. So how could you trust their testimony? It's not impartial. Amalei, he responded, well, of course, Dayana Deshvili, incompetent judges, Hachad Dayini, would proceed with this type of case. Of course not. You're right, Mila Eskin, of course, we're speaking good, and Kiti, Agar, Beisel. They never paid rent. They're holding on to the rent in their hands. So they have nothing to gain or to lose. They're trying to be honest. They're coming to us and asking us what to do but with this money. And they're saying, Laman Leisve, they're asking who to give it to. And at the same time, they're testifying that in fact they rented it from this fellow. And they were there all the time. So this provides him with his proof to substantiate his chazaka and establish his ownership. Amamar Zutra. Typically, even if we work with Rav Huna's notion that you need continuous possession, continuous uninterrupted chazaka, but you know we don't insist. A person says he was there 3 years. We don't go ahead and interrogate the edim. Oh well, let's hear. What about the night? We assume it's included, unless the former owner is challenging. The chazaka will actually raise this point and insist. That in fact he proved his nighttime presence as well. If the former owner comes and asks specifically, I want you. I saw he wasn't there at night. Bring me to Edom. La Sudile. To testify on his behalf, the Dorbe Tlashni, Bimab Bilalia. That in fact he was there for 3 years, daytime and nighttime. So now we have to accept that claim, Tanose Taina. It's a valid claim, and in fact we compel, we oblige the Machzik to prove that he was there all the time. But unless the owner is asking for it, we're not going to. On our own, you know, the Bezna on their own will not insist that he provide proof for nighttime presence. We assume he was there at night as well. But Umayde Marzutra, even Marzutra says that the Bezna will not step in unless compelled to do so. But Roich, we have an exception to the rule. When we find ourselves compelled, we feel obligated to protect this fellow's interest. He's a roving salesman, Baroichlin, Hamachzin Yaris. He's a travels through the towns. He's rarely around. So in this case, if there is a machzik claiming ownership to a property that was formerly owned by this salesman, here we have to be very careful. There's a good chance because this fellow is really rarely in town, that this machzik took advantage. When he saw the fellow out of town, he seized the opportunity and he grabbed the house. But when he saw him back in town, he disappeared for the timing, then he came back. So here, Umaydi Mazrutu would agree in this type of case, but like Baroichlim, Hamachzirim Bayeris, the Afgad Leitan. But even if the salesman, the former owner of this property, will not have the, you know, he didn't put forth this claim, prove that you were there all the time, Taninali, we will do so for him and insist, Taninali Anan, we will insist that he provides proper proof that he was there all the time. Umaydi Rafuna. Now let's go back to Rav Huna, who says, we need 3 years, real tzufin, continuous, uninterrupted, presence on the property, but there are some exceptions as well, a business, which is not meant to be used at night. Bechanusa de Mechaiza, a storefront in Mechaiza, to Limam Avida, it's meant for daytime use and not nighttime use. So in this case, as Rashi, even if the fellow will insist, he says, look, I know you weren't there at night, it doesn't matter, it's not meant to be there at night. As long as he was there 3 years running his business during daytime business hours, that's enough for Chazak. Continues the Gemara with a story involving two brothers, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Ukiva Bar Chama. And they purchased this maidservant together, Zavim, Hayamsa Badadadi. They were partners in the maidservant. How did they make this? How did they, you know, arrange that she served both of them? Mar ishtamashba rishoina. 1 year you, 1 year me. So one used her for year number one, shlishis v'chamishis, year 1, 3, and 5. Umar ishtamashba shnei revius v'shishis. The other brother used her year 2, 4, and 6. And Rashi explains the point was to avoid, right? So each one cannot have a chazaka against his brother. Right? This way they dispersed it, they separate, so there's no consecutive, continuous chazak. So we know that it belongs to both of them, right? Okay. So the question now is, Nafak irer ilibo. So one day, this fellow comes along, a different person, and claims ownership to this on this maidservant. Also come at the Rav. They come to Rav. And they want to keep the maidservant. Presumably, they had a time of that, a claim, because they had her for many years. Right? Let's say they had her for 6 years already. It's more than a chazaka. So that establishes ownership. But Rava says, no, listen to this. Amaluhu, he tells them, my time of disuhachi. Let's go back in time. Why this type of arrangement? Why was it every other year? It was 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Why? As we explained, my time of disuhachi to avoid chazaka issues. So that any one of you will not be able to claim exclusive ownership on this maidservant, right? To avoid any chazak on each other. Well, guess what? Just as there's no chazak on each other because it wasn't consecutive use, there's no chazak with reference to a stranger either. You know why the other fellow who claims to own this maidservant did not complain until today? Because nobody held on to her for three consecutive years. The fact that both of you jointly had her for 6 years is irrelevant. There was no consecutive chazaka done to prompt a complaint from the owner. Just as on each other there's no chazaka because it was not consecutive, it was interrupted. There's no chazaka with reference to a stranger either. But, says the Gemara V'lo Yamar, and it's only true, although like cause of itida. Itra, that when they made this arrangement, they didn't document it in a formal document. But if they did so, the cause of Itra, but let's say they did so, they sat down with Eden, okay, it's going to be year 1 for you, year 2 for three, me, year 3 for... So now, Kala Isla, notoriously. And this arrangement becomes public knowledge. And the owner should really have gotten up right then and said, well, hold on 1 second. You're going to be keeping it for 6 years? And Rashi says it's chazaka gemura. We treat it like a regular chazaka. Even though technically each individual, you know, party wasn't going to have her for 3 straight years, but in terms of this, you know, arrangement, the sum total of the arrangement entailed them holding on to her for six years, documented in a document. He should not have let that pass if it was really his. We sort of, if it was an ashtar, we sort of combine it into one arrangement. We look at it like one take. He should have gotten up and complained right then. He didn't. He lost her. Amar Rava, Achla kulo chutzim beis reiva. A fellow made a chazaka. He used the entire field for 3 years, but a little corner, a reiva hakav, a little area in the corner, he didn't touch. Kana kulo chutzim beis reiva. So it's a substantial area, and if he didn't use it, it's not included in the chazaka. He establishes ownership on the rest, but not on that point, that corner. That's only true if that corner was a regular field that you could have cultivated, you could have planted on it. But let's say it's a hard piece of rock that you couldn't really do anything with. You can't expect him to farm a piece of stone. So yeah, it's included in the deal. We don't separate it from the rest of the field. If the rest of the field was established as his, so he gets that as well. I don't understand. If so, let's say a person really purchased a tsunma, hard, unplantable area, a rocky area. How is he going to have chazaka shel ishanim if he can't plant? There must be another way to establish ownership. Other types of use. Ela b'ukmi b'chayusa, by bringing his animals and placing them there. Umishtach b'peir, using it to dry out his, spread out his drying fruit. Okay, so that's a fair use. Hachanami here as well. Why are you just giving him that piece that, as a bonus? He can farm the rest, and on that corner, which he can't farm, he should put his animal, he should use it for another, form of use. Hachanami b'ayle, lukum v'chiyusa, inami, rishtach b'aperi, should use it for his animal, for his fruit. Otherwise, he doesn't get it. Says the Gemara, there was a story involving a fellow who tried to do chazak. Reuben approaches Shimon. What are you doing in my house? My base, my base, huh? Amalek says, what do you mean? You don't remember, you sold it to me. Minoch Savinte, I purchased it from you. V'acholosh nechazak, I was there 3 years. Amalek says, what do you mean 3 years? Ano b'shchuni gavoy avoy. You know, the house had a couple of rooms. Yeah, you were sitting in the outside room, but I was walking in on you all the time. I used the inner rooms. You don't have a chazaka. You didn't use it properly. Of course I didn't care. I wasn't moicha because I was in full possession of the house. Also, look at Rav Nachman. He comes to Rav Nachman. Amalei, he tells the machzik, Zil, go ahead. Beroyer achiloska. You have to establish your achilo. Meaning you have to show, you have to prove that in fact it was only you there and not the owner walking in on you. Otherwise, you don't have a chazaka. Any other chazaka of shalishanu, until you prove it through Edom, it's nothing. And the otherwise, the property reverts to the former owner. Amalei Rava says, what do you mean? Hachi dina? Is this the proper approach to this type of case? The fact is, the machzik was there for 3 years. And hamoitzi mechaveri, the owner, the former owner, who's trying to extract that property, Olavarai, he has to prove that he was there. And by doing so, will negate the chazaka. So basically, as Rashi explains, What's the point of the machlokes? Rav Nachman holds that the machzak is trying, who's trying to take it from whom? Rav Nachman holds the former owner is a machzak. You're the machzak, you prove your case. Until you do so, you don't get it. Rabbi looks at it the other way. We have Eidim that the machzak was there for 3 years. Now comes the other fellow and claims to have been there as well. Okay, you're the one trying to undo the status quo. You have to prove your case. Now the Gemara will continue with a seeming contradiction to this concept. Here we find Rava looking at it one way and elsewhere differently. Rav Nachman looks at it one way, elsewhere differently. Rami d'Rava d'Rava, Rami d'Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman, to be continued by the Hashem tomorrow. So in summary, we finally understand the halacha of Chazkas Gimel Shanim. So yesterday we had the connection to the Shor HaMuad. Today we learned about, human mentality. A person would discard his shtar after a couple of years or 3 years without incident. So it's no longer expected of him to have that document, and he's assumed to be the owner. Rav Huna tells us it has to be 3 years ritzufin. What about nighttime at a home? Either we have the neighbors or we have the renters. Typically, we don't insist that he prove consecutiveness unless there is a special reason to question the validity of the chazakah. We have the brothers who shared timeshared the amsa. It wasn't really going to be a chazakah unless they have a shtar which publicizes this arrangement. Rava says, if you use the field except for a corner, you're cutting it anyways. The Gemara assumes no. The Gemara concludes it has to be used as well. When there's a question in terms of the chazak, we have Rava, we have Rav Nachman, to be continued by the Hashem tomorrow. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.